Bible Believers Fellowship is excited to announce our new internet outreach ministry at bbfohioradio.com, where all of our recorded messages will air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be heard by anyone on planet Earth with an internet connection. bbfohioradio.com is another free ministry outreach providing nonstop, uninterrupted, commercial-free Bible teaching, where the only ads you'll hear are from Bible Believers Fellowship, and all the teaching is provided without charge from the Authorized King James Bible as taught by Pastor Greg Miller, Elder Mike Kaler, and other guest teachers. So visit bbfohioradio.com and share that website address on your own Facebook, Twitter, email, or other internet account as we continue preaching the Word until Jesus raptures us out of here.
Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com, a free Bible teaching ministry. I am Pastor Greg Miller, and all of our video and audio messages can be found at bbfohio.com and can be heard on our 24-hour internet radio station at bbfohioradio.com, where we invite you to visit and learn the King James Bible with us.
Text here. This is already, it's settling in worldwide, this lie. All the world religions are coming together. They're embracing Sodom and Gomorrah. They're rejecting Jesus as the only way to heaven. It's all coming together around the globe. The Sodomite movement is one prime example. Here's an example here. This was the story globally. This ran just a couple weeks ago. Children of same-sex couples are happier and healthier than peers, research shows. Now, I'm going to show you that study, totally debunked and false. They didn't run that story. The controlled, scripted news media ran that story, but here's the truth. Quote, this is from a USA Today board member, editor of the Daily Signal. You're going to see that you were fed lies and never told the truth. Right here. Quote, the Melbourne researchers didn't randomly select the first 500 same-sex couples they found, which is how they would do it if it was scientific, after checking for sufficient regional income educational diversity. You get that? That's a scientific study. You get randomly select 500 same-sex couples, you check for sufficient regional income and educational diversity. That makes it a scientific study. They didn't do any of that. You might want to laugh when you see what they did. Instead, they advertised the study. And couples found the researchers, not vice versa. Furthermore, the couples then reported on how their children were. And no outside party fact-checked those results or evaluated the children independently.
Wow.
That means that all the kids at the Branch Davidian cult compound in Waco, Texas, would have been perfectly healthy and happy had they had done the study this way. Because they would have called up David Koresh and he'd say, oh, everybody's happy here. Yeah, you wouldn't believe how happy they are. Amen. Jim Jones and Guyana. Oh, we're happy. We're partying. We're getting ready to drink some Kool-Aid. You want to come on over? It's a joke. That wasn't a scientific survey, and the news media, shame on you, bunch of liars. They knew that this was a lie. And they never came back and told you that this was a lie. The correction didn't hit the headlines. Here's another quote from a professor at the University of Texas. He was livid about it. And he, from what I understand, he's pro-gay. But he said, quote, participants, parents reporting about their children's lives, are all well aware of the political import of the study topic. In other words, the parents who volunteered and they interviewed knew good and well that this was going to have a huge political effect. And he says, and an unknown number of them certainly signed up for that very reason. As a result, it seems unwise to trust their self-reports given the high risk of social desirability bias or the tendency to portray oneself or hear one's children as better than they actually are. You think? You see that? It's a culture of lies we live in, folks. I'm just taking a moment out of our weekly studies to say, wake up. Turn off that thing called news, because it's not. One last quote from this Mark Rigneris, professor at University of Texas Austin. Until social scientists decide to do the difficult, expensive work of locating same-sex attracted parents, however defined, through random population-based sampling strategies, preferably ones that do not give away the primary research question or questions up front, as this study did, we simply cannot know whether claims like no differences or happier and healthier than are true, valid, and on target. They don't want the truth. They didn't do the study. It wasn't a study. This whole propaganda activity was done for political reasons. The problem is that once the reports are aired globally as fact, the refutation and warning get little or no attention. Same thing happens all the time. Evolution, Big Bang, whatever they're wanting to promote, they put it out there, and then when scientists come back and say, whoa, man, that's not really, that it's too late. The damage is done, and they know that. That's why they keep doing it. Over and over and over, the damage is done. Now, here's a fact. Hell and the lake of fire is a place populated by liars. Now, I didn't say that a liar can't be saved. That's not what I'm saying. It's not what the text... the text is saying is that hell is populated by liars. Read it with me. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. As a born-again Christian, you can lie and you'll still go to heaven, but God's going to deal with you. You're not going to get away with being a liar. God, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, read it. You'll lose your rewards. You'll be standing at the judgment seat of Christ and everything will go up in smoke. The Bible says you'll be saved so as by fire. And while you're living here, warning, I love you enough to tell you the truth. Listen to me this morning. If you're a liar and you live a lie, you keep it up, God's going to kill you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 say so. That's not Gregology, that's Bible. God will not let you get away with it, because liars end up in the lake of fire. If you're a professing Christian and you're a liar, God's going to bring you to your knees in this life before you make it to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Other examples, I'm going to try not to go off on each one of these because they upset me. But here's some other examples. The Big Bang Theory. Nothing folded over on itself and exploded.
Oh.
That's the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can't fold over because it's nothing. There is no itself. It's nothing. It can't explode. It's nothing. You talk about checking out. People who teach that nonsense, they're insane. Spontaneous generation. At some point, there was a rock with some water on it, got struck with lightning, and then there's a single cell organism that's alive. Now, not only is that sound, that's what spontaneous generation says. And then it began to split and split and split and became a two-celled organism, and then they split and split and split over millions of years and suddenly had three cells and eventually became you. That's Darwinian evolution. Spontaneous generation requires not only what I just described, but go study what is involved in just a single-cell organism and being a living organism. It's like a whole universe unto itself with one cell. If you've never studied what it takes for a one-cell organism to even function alive, you got to do it. Because then you're going to look at your science professors and the Big Bang theories, or what I like to call the Big Bangers. You're going to look at them and say, you is cuckoo. I told you I wasn't going to do that, but I kept that pretty short. Macroevolution, there's evolution takes place. I don't know if you know that. Evolution is true. Microevolution. In other words, we can see changes within species. That's true. Macroevolution, by natural selection, says that there was a fish that decided he wanted a tan, and he came out of the water, and then he decided, I'm going to grow some legs. I think it'd be cool to walk. Watch the PBS series and stuff. That's how they talk. They talk like natural selection decided this and that, like it's some kind of a thinking organism. And a fish decided, I'm sick of swimming, I want to walk. I'm blind too. Oh, wait a minute. I could really use some eyeballs. That is evolution. That is exactly what they teach. Born gay gene myth. The only... There's no evidence for a gene that anyone's born with that makes them gay. Sodomite, whatever you want to call it. It's a choice. But the majority of Americans, who by the way admitted they're liars, the majority of Americans will look at you and argue that there is, even though they can't tell you where in any scientific field they've ever proven it. They'll just look at you and repeat a lie over and over. It's been proven. Where? It just has. Everybody knows that. Well, where? Well, I don't have to look it up. You look it up. That's how they do it. Separation of church from state. Baptists are the ones that originated separation of church and state. We don't want state churches. We don't want to fund a church that is in bed with the state, like in England, the Church of England and Rome. That we're against that. But the church was still to have an influence upon politics, politicians, and the laws of this land. And what they've established now is not separation of church and state, but separation of church from state, and it's called apartheid. It's called bigotry. We have bigots running this country who say that if you're a Christian, get out. Yeah. That's what's going on. Political correctness and multiculturalism. There's a Brigitte Gabrielle. You got to listen to that woman. And she just nails it when it comes to this whole Muslim thing where everybody pretends that since the majority of Muslims are supposed to be moderate and nonviolent, that means that we should accept Islam. Fact is, they're all backsliders. A moderate Muslim is just a backslidden Muslim. The only good Muslim is one that's killing people. What would Muhammad do? Killed people. Killed people by the tens of thousands. He also married 9-year-old girls and consummated sex with them. So a good Muslim would be a pedophile too. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at Muhammad. He's the one who invented the religion and lived like that. He did that. But that's the culture of lies we live in. And we can name more and more. We've got to move on. 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. Our generation is one that is turning away from the truth just as predicted right before the end. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. We mentioned that earlier. Look, it's the people bringing the teachers to themselves. The pulpit committees look for people that will play the politician. They look for people who won't take a strong stand on the truth. They look for people that they think will bring more people in. That's who you put the blame on when it comes to what's happening in churches today. Amen. Verse 4, read that. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Of course, the whole Big Bang Theory is an example of that. The born gay myth. The born gay gene is a myth. And they're turning away from the truth and embracing fables. Unscientific fairy tales. That's what they're embracing. The mass majority of Christendom today, let's not even talk about the world, Christendom loves lies. That's because they're ungodly. Why? Look, George Orwell said this, and he's no friend of Christianity, but he predicted this. The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. Listen, I am hated. I am despised. There are very few. I mean, we got a few hundred people on Facebook, a few thousand people on the internet. There's 7.5 billion people on this planet, folks. That's not a very big number. This little group here that we have here, that's it. And the rest of the people, I mean, there's some others that maybe, but I get hate mail, and I'm maligned. If I take on somebody for preaching heresy, they come after me, don't even address the fact that they're defending a heretic and heresy.
Yeah.
They don't want the truth. And it doesn't matter whether it's an unbelieving evolutionist or some heretic Bible teacher who doesn't know the Bible or whatever the case may be. They come after you. They're going to hate you more and more if you decide to join in the battle, or if you're already in the battle and you decide to stay and speak the truth. You're going to be hated.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, folks, you don't get into this ministry thing with the idea that if you're doing God's will, you're going to be loved. That's not true. What did they do to Jesus?
Yeah.
They killed him. What did they do to 11 of the 12 apostles? They killed him.
Yeah.
What are they going to do to you if you do it right? In this country, they can't kill us yet without consequences. But that day's coming. We're going to close. I want a couple more verses. We're going to close, but I want to show you this. Lies are against the character of God. If you love a lie and don't love the truth, Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Listen, Jesus Christ said he is the only way to heaven, and if you don't believe on him and his death, burial, and resurrection for eternal life, you go to a lake of fire. God said it, I didn't, he said it, and he's going to do it. The thing to do is just get right with Him. Amen? To deny God is to live a lie. Psalm 14:1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. God said it. That settles it. But science is catching up. It's confirmed by science. This is one of the stories from a science blog. Scientists discover that atheists might not exist. Oh, and it says that's not a joke. I'm sorry for laughing. Yeah, there's a quote from that article. Cognitive scientists are becoming increasingly aware that a metaphysical outlook may be so deeply ingrained in human thought processes that it cannot be expunged. What's that say? It says a fool says in his heart there is no God because he knows good and well there is. That's what the scientists are saying right there. This line of thought has led to some scientists claiming that atheism is psychologically impossible because of the way humans think, says Graham Lawton, an avowed atheist himself. He's writing in The New Scientist, by the way, when he says that, which is an atheist magazine. Continue, quote, they point to studies showing, for example, that even people who claim to be committed atheists tacitly hold religious beliefs, such as the existence of an immortal soul, end quote. Richard Dawkins. I mean, he decides, well, maybe there's aliens out there who planted life here. What's that? That's just his cop-out. He believes that there's something else. He knows there is. Sam Harris, one of the other famous atheists. Sam Harris said he knows that there's something metaphysical going on. He just doesn't believe it's a personal God. Atheists don't exist. Amen. Atheists live a lie. They know good and well there's a God. That's why they're a fool. Don't live a lie. Embrace the truth. Christians are urged to buy the truth. Did you know that? You guys will go spend money on a movie ticket. I know Christians who go, professing Christians are going to the casinos and horse races and playing the slots. And yet, they can't afford to buy a good Bible. Proverbs 23:23. Read that with me. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Boy, there's your life verse. Buy the truth and sell it not. Who's the truth? Jesus is the truth. Jesus said so, John 14:6. Read it with me. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You love the truth, you love Jesus. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the only way. Jesus died on the cross and paid for your sins. Nobody else did. So if you're following anybody else but Jesus, you're following a dead person. Because Jesus paid for your sins, was placed in a tomb, and the third day rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. And that's the announcement to the world that only Jesus can save you.
Amen.
Every other way is a highway to hell.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this message. We thank you for the truth in Jesus and the truth he's given us in this book and the Spirit of truth and the Holy Ghost who guides us and directs us and teaches us, fills us when we will allow him to. And Lord, we pray that everyone in this room will recommit ourselves to the truth, to love the truth, no matter where it leads us. Lord, to rightly divide the word of truth and then just let it be. That's what is. Amen. So be it.
Amen.
And now we just ask, Lord, that we step out of here today after we fellowship and have a good time of eating this food and hanging out for a while. Lord, that you bless our time as we do that, and then fill us with your Spirit as we go out into the world to preach the gospel to every living creature while we still have time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All
right, I hear you sing this, Brad. The Lord
bless thee. The Lord bless thee.
And keep thee.
And keep thee.
The Lord make his face
shine upon thee.
The Lord bless thee.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
You've got to have balance. You can only be saved because you understand you're lost. Amen? And that is, if you turn on Oprah or Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or whoever on TV to get your wisdom, bad move. Every one of those people reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Ask them. Write them a letter. Because people get their counsel from the ungodly, then you can say anything these days, it seems like, you can say that is true, and you will be attacked for it. And I'm just talking about the Christians. The professing Christians will be the ones attacked. But if you will go to this book, you'll find it is life-changing. Holding a book, owning a Bible. I mean, I know people who've collected the things, but they don't read them. And I see professing Christians posting their astrological signs and their horoscopes on Facebook. I see them talking about, watching this stuff. They are getting their counsel from the ungodly. I picture it this way. There are a lot of cocky, arrogant scorners who think that when they stand before God on Judgment Day, they're going to put forth a defense. They are not going to stand in the judgment. They will be face down, begging, knowing that they have chosen what's about to happen to them. Amen. and it's too late. They will not stand in the judgment. They will not pump a fist at God. They will not give a defense. They will stand for about a millisecond and then be down, face first, not even able to look at His glory, knowing, what a fool was I. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They will not stand. We are righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins. We are righteous in spite of ourselves, not because of ourselves. We are righteous because of what Jesus has done for us. And when the Father looks at you, He doesn't look and say, whoa, now that's a specimen there. I should not have broken the mold when I made her. That's not what God says. He looks at you, and if you're in the righteous, the congregation of the righteous, He says, the blood of my Son, the blood of my Son, the blood of my Son. You have nothing to do with it. It's in spite of you. It's in spite of me. And what's it say in verse 6? Read that with me. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The end. The end. If you're saved, oh, I know it can look rough and you think, where are you, Lord? Trust the book. He says that if you're saved, He's there with you. And He will not leave you nor forsake you. And I hate to use the cliches, but you all know the footprints in the sand. There was that time where there was only one set of footprints. I think if I look back at my life, most of the time there's one set. So much of my life, God is the one carrying me. And as far as salvation, there's never anything but one set of footprints. As far as my soul being saved, nothing but one set of footprints. Done. All these trials you're going through, all the troubles you have to suffer, the pains physically, emotionally, whatever it is, you're going to not even look back. It'll be such a distant memory. You're going to look at what you have in Christ. And you're going to just bask in His glory. And you're not going to have time or a desire to look back. But the way of the ungodly shall perish, and the ungodly will never forget. The ungodly who reject the blood atonement of Jesus Christ will burn in an everlasting lake of fire. Their torment will rise. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. And it says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Those people who have been overcome by their lust, their greed, their self-centeredness and all that, they will continue to be overcome by it through eternity. And their way here on earth that they're walking that they think is so smart, it will perish. We can look to the cross of Jesus Christ and the empty tomb and know that we have been saved.
And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.